I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dallas County officials working with state and federal agencies. They're planning for the potential of a cyber attack. KRLD's Alan Skaya joins us live from the Dallas County Homeland Security Office. Alan?
Yeah, Dallas County is simulating a ransomware attack at the county jail. Judge Clay Jenkins says county leaders got a phone call to come in to the Office of Homeland Security about 7 o'clock this morning. He says they found out the cyber attack had spread to other systems. It started at the jail, it shut down the systems there, and then it spread to other systems across the county, and the perpetrators were demanding ransom.
They're requesting ransom. I've got the FBI on one side of me and DHS's top cybersecurity people in the region on the other side.
He says the county literally unplugged computers hooked up to the network. So now different agencies, they're all working in a couple of rooms together, but they're working essentially from paper here, and they're watching video feeds of other areas. They're also working with the Texas A&M. They say this is their biggest simulation ever, but it's something as more cities are dealing with ransomware and potential attacks, that this is something that they're going to need to do on a much larger scale. Live in Dallas, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.